We're going to do bucket list stuff. So in a world obsessed with bucket lists and Instagram perfect moments, Paolo Martini invites you to discover a different way to travel, one that will transform every journey, big or small, into an opportunity for growth and self-discovery. Well, drawing on over 30 years of experience in the travel industry and her own global adventures, Paolo Martini weaves together a practical wisdom, philosophical insights, and heartfelt stories to sort of create more than just another travel guide. So she is in studio with me. A very good morning to you, Paola, and welcome to the studio finally.
Good morning. I tell you, it's so wonderful to be here today.
You enjoying Cape Town?
Oh, loving it. Absolutely loving it. Such a different place. And it's I always tell people, it's obviously the mountain, but it's alive, isn't it? And if you look at other places in the world, for me, Cape Town is probably the closest to New York. It is diverse. It is cosmopolitan. It is cultural. It's got history, heritage, and wine farms, of course.
I'm going to send that clip to the mayor. The mayor will be very happy with what you just said about the city. Well, the city's been voted, one of the best cities, but there's a lot of room for improvement also within the sort of city aspect. So after 30 years in travel, and you don't look a day over 26, I might say, but after 30 years in travel, what inspired you to finally and eventually write a book and sit down and say, travel with purpose?
You know what, Zane? I think having a look at social media and all that advice that's out there and all these influencers, and it's really becoming a problem within the travel industry, is what is good advice and what is bad advice. And having been in the travel industry for over 31 years, but also having traveled from the age of 5, my father was a flight engineer for South African Airways. So I actually take the book right back to my very first trip with my dad to Portugal. And I go through all the tips and tricks that he taught us. And those are the tricks that I actually pass on to my clients when I do travel for them. But then I also had a look at how people are traveling. And, you know, nowadays it's getting from point A to point B, but there's so much more to it, because it's not about just getting there. It's how you get there and what you do along the way. Because I can't believe I'm actually short for words for once.
But yeah, but it's traveling with intention.
Exactly.
I was watching something on Egypt, but it was actually a cooking show, because I love Mark Wiens and I watch a lot of his traveling. He's done quite a bit of travel now recently into Egypt. And I have been to Egypt and we were there for 10 days. But I think we basically, when we were in Egypt for 10 days, we basically just scratched the surface. So you need to travel with intention. So, you know, how does this book then differ from a sort of a traditional travel guide? You know, because they all these, like you say, influencers, and everybody out there wants to tell you what their experiences are, but you need a professional to cater that experience for your purpose.
Yes. So what I've done is I've created a thing called the Travel Matrix. And what I did was I've taken, it's a little bit of travel, a little bit of self-development, and it's basically with you, your destination, and the people that you love in the center. And you've got your components of travel. So those are your general things of your types of travel: planes, cars, hotels, visas, all of those kinds of things. And then you've also got the type of traveler that you are. So identifying that we are not always just one singular type of traveler. We could be a businessman or businesswoman like myself coming to Cape Town to attend the WTM. But now I've extended my trip. I've included some personal. I've visiting family. I'm going on location visits and finding those hidden gems. And then it becomes pleasure, right? So we're combining business with leisure. So you could be an adventurer. You could be a soul seeker. And they never really are static. They, you know, travel is movement. And as you move and as you grow, things change. And then what I've also done is I've taken the 5 W's of your what, when, where, how, and why. And if we look at a destination, it didn't just pop up out of the ground. It evolved over time. So the history behind it, the people that were there, the culture that's been brought there, and then looking at social development, and also from a sustainability point of view, if we don't look after these places, we're going to have no place to go to. So then travel's going to be dead in the water because we can't go visit anybody, or we can't go visit sites if we don't look after what we've got now.
And that's essential when it comes to historical sites like in Egypt, in Greece, and many of the other historical sites. Even in China, for instance, you know, the soldiers and that particular site with those soldiers. I mean, if you don't look after those sites, you don't care for it, and you don't create the opportunity for, number one, for people to actually visit it, but also in a sustainable way, we'll be losing a lot of those sites. One of your personal stories, share one of those with us that sort of deeply shaped your life in travel.
I tell you what, it's been a journey, and this trip for me has actually just changed. Well, it's brought me 360, basically. You know, you have a we always do a 180 where we flip and change one side, but sometimes we do a 360 and we go back to where we started. And this started for me in Azefontein at a beautiful property owned by the Beach House Collection, Time and Tide. And I was here about a year and a half ago, maybe even 2 years ago. And I was walking on the beach with a friend, and I said to her, people need to start being more mindful when they travel. We need to be able to share that with people so that they're not just rushing from place to place, but they're actually creating meaning and growing with themselves as they travel and move. And without even realizing it at the time, on that beach, Travel with Purpose began. And 2 years down the line, I'm now here with an actual published book, Created Travel in a Box. And you can see it all in front of me, because the thing is, Travel with Purpose is not just a book. It comes with a journal.
That's important.
So it has a blank journal where you actually start creating your own stories, which you can see now. This is my Cape Town trip. And then Travel in a Box actually comes with all the goodies, which comes with your book and the journal inside. But then you keep the box, and you can see here, these are all my mementos that I've collected from my trip here in Cape Town. So I don't believe in, we don't need to buy big elaborate gifts, and we don't need to buy 50 million fridge magnets produced in China, sorry to say. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a piece of lavender or a bird feather or just a tiny little gift card, you know, of reminding me of Alice in Wonderland and the rabbit, going to Fakhalichen and just, you know, seeing that library and all the rest. It's just, that's, you know, an acorn reminding me of playing Conkers and things with my mom and dad. So this is what travel essentially is about. It's about collecting small little mementos, creating a journal for yourself. And when we do that, we're leaving behind a legacy for our family, right? Because our kids now can see what we did and where we went and what we did and things that we've discovered and our own personal insights. And the best part about journaling is you don't even realize at times what you're writing when you do read it afterwards.
I think that young people traveling these days should remember that traveling is a little bit more than just Instagram photos.
Exactly.
And that's what you've created here. Travel in a Box, which is all the memories that you can put into a box, and then a journal that you can actually sort of detail that travel of yours, and of course the book. And we're chatting this morning to Paula Martini here this morning, launching a book entitled Travel with Purpose. What is one of the biggest misconceptions people have about travel today? I certainly miss out. You know, sometimes you travel with a travel guide, you come into the country, everything is arranged for you, and you just sort of rushed through it. You know, get onto that boat and go to this Greek island, go there, go there, go there, go there. And by the end of your travel, you've actually seen nothing and you've absorbed nothing.
Yes, it's all a blur, right? Because we're going out with a destination mindset instead of a journey mindset. And when you go with a journey mindset, you're going from a point where every single thing that you do needs to matter and needs to to resonate with you, that it actually changes the way you see the world. So talking to the person behind the shop counter, I did a trip to Greece in November with my brother, and he went and climbed up this tower and this mountain, and I don't do heights, so I stayed on the ground, and I said to him, okay, well, I'm going to suss out the little village, and when you come down, you know, he needed to buy a gift for his wife, and I said, I'll have found you the perfect gift, and we'll walk around. And I came into this little store, and just having a conversation with the locals, I got my mind completely open to the fact that the pomegranate is more of a symbol for Greeks than the actual evil eye. Because the evil eye wards off the evil, but the pomegranate is what brings the good luck in. So the Greeks, if you buy a new house, start a new job, buy a new car, anything like that, the first thing they do is they actually get a pomegranate or a little symbol or a little ornament of a pomegranate, mm-hmm. and they put it somewhere, and that is what they... You know, that's what's going to bring them good luck. So, you know, everybody thinks Greeks evil eye. No, they're actually the pomegranate too. So if you go to Greece, you'll start seeing pomegranates everywhere, which you never noticed before.
Yeah, I thought you had to get that Chinese cat that does that all the time, you know, like, to get good luck into your home. How do you think social media has actually influenced the world of travel and travel experience? Is it more positive or more negative?
It's a real toss-up between the two. But for me, it has become far more negative than positive, because the over-tourism is a real issue, and it's something that needs to be addressed quite urgently. I advocate for it. All my travel discussions, you know, going to WTM, all of these kinds of things. I'll be going to Indaba in Durban in May, I think it is. And over-tourism is a massive problem. You know, we've got ships that are being built bigger and bigger and bigger. They're going thousands, 2,000, 3,000. There's a ship now that can take 4,000 people. You know, take that ship, dock it at a small place like one of the islands in Greece or Venice or even Mauritius or Madagascar or any place, really. Cape Town. I mean, I know when I was here for WTM and Cunard's Queen Mary had docked, you have warnings on your radio, on the radio,
the
saying,
traffic
guys,
for Princess Anne that came in, yeah.
Cruise ship arriving, guys, be vigilant. Traffic's going to be a nightmare. It just shows you how that impacts a infrastructure, because that you cannot have 4,000 people descending on one little city at a time and think that they can cope. But also what it does is it gives those highs and lows, right? So now you've got places that are booming it in one part of the year, and then they're completely dead for the next part. So also we're not promoting out of season travel. We're not promoting unusual destinations. We're not promoting different experiences. We're going with what's hip, what's in, where the latest blogger is, what they've found, what they've seen, and now all of a sudden we need to have it. You know, take your Stanley Cup, for example. Look what that did. And travel is no different. It's just not from a tangible thing that is affecting the world. It's intangible because you can't really see it, but only when, you know, you've in those seasons can you actually see the impact that it's having. Mm.
Travel with Purpose is the book that's been launched by Paula Martini, and we're having a chat not only about the book, and the book obviously comes with the journal, and you've got a nice little box in which you can actually collect certain things from the places that you've been. If you go to a place like Hopefield, for instance, we were looking around and trying to find, in the sanitizer days, we were trying to find sanitizer, non-alcoholic sanitizer. And there was a bee company in Hopefield, of all places, and they run their business online most of the time. And they were producing non-alcohol sanitizer from bee products, which is, for me, totally amazing. And in this little dorpie, there was nowhere. And I went around there, and then you start discovering a lot more about actually what is there. And that is basically travel with purpose. And what does travel with purpose mean? Does it just mean traveling there, but does it actually mean sitting down, looking at your travel, looking at your journey, and go off the beaten track for once in a while.
100%. That's exactly it. And you've summed it up beautifully, because it's not about going with your top 10 places, your I have to see this, I have to go to that, I have to see this museum, I have to. It's about finding those unique places and spaces. And even when you've had your day planned, you could have a day completely planned out. I mean, with my son, we've had this whole Easter weekend planned, and half of it hasn't happened. We've landed up tummy bug, or, you know, families arrived and we've landed up at an impromptu dinner that went, or lunch that turned into a dinner, and we had the most incredible time, from going to waterfront to Radisson having sunset, driving Camps Bay. It's not being rigid and fixed in your movement, but being open to new experiences, tasting new things, seeing new things. You know, travel with purpose essentially is about using your senses: taste, touch, feel, smell, sight. We are so busy with our normal daily lives and doom scrolling, and, you know, we're not having conversations. We're not hearing when people speak to us. We're not tasting food. We're wafting it down because we're jumping between meetings. We're not sitting mindfully and having conversations with our kids and with our friends and with our family and with strangers too. You know, I think we've come into a life where we have to be so careful of you know, the baddies out there and who's good and who's bad. But, you know, those people that are standing behind a shop counter, that are standing there day in, day out, it takes nothing to be kind to them and to chat to them and you know, find out who are they, where they're from.
Storytelling.
Yes,
storytelling,
exactly.
Storytelling is a big thing. Who did you write the book for? Is it for the seasoned traveler or for the everyday traveler, or somebody like me who travels probably once every 2-3 years?
I think it's actually for any traveler. It's not just any particular traveler. You might not have traveled at all. So in the book, one of my best, and this is what people, all, you know, what travel with purpose essentially is about. You don't have to climb on a plane. You don't have to climb on a cruise ship, a boat, or whatever. My best travel trip ever in my life was my school run. It was my boys in my car 12 minutes a day, twice a day, from school and back. You know, we had those times in the car. We listened to music. We had conversations. We had debates. We had prep talks. We had, you know, discipline. We had all of that. But for the entire school life, taking them to school and back was the best time of my life. And that's what travel is about. You know, it's literally movement. So whether I'm moving... Coming here this morning for me is a journey in itself. You know, we've spoken so many times on the phone, but we haven't actually met in person. And now I'm sitting here, and, you know, it just is so much better when you are taking it and making it tangible for yourself. You know, a touch, feel, experience. Mm.
It's the essence of what you experience. And once you're able to tap into that essence and that concentrated moment of experience, then that travel becomes a lot more meaningful. And as I said, you know what, a number of people in Cape Town, for instance, we were chatting to the Table Mountain Company, who are doing something for Earth Day. I think it's tomorrow, the 22nd of April. And a number of Cape Town people haven't been up the mountain, you know. And travel these days, unfortunately, in certain instances, have become inaccessible for the greater part. And I hope that people who are listening to us in the travel industry at the moment will think about this, how to make it more accessible to a broader range of public and a broader range of people out there. Because, you know, you normally have a sort of family, mother, father, and two children. And it becomes expensive when you actually try to book and you are saying 4,500 Rand per person at a game lodge, and the children who are over 12 also pay full price. So now you're looking at it and you're saying, I need to dock up 16,000 Rand just for one night's experience. And, yes, you know, how do we make that more accessible for a lot more people? How was the experience writing this book?
It was quite profound, I won't lie. And my editor will kill me because he says you shouldn't tell people this. But I had written the book before I went to Greece with my brother. And we were going on the trip, and it was going to be a celebration. I'd finished writing the book and off I went, and I had a blank copy with me just with a cover so I could do photo shoot on the ship and in Greece and all over the show. And then taking the whole experience and taking my own philosophy while I was there, I came back and I said, the book's not right. I've got to redo it. Mm. And I had to edit and adjust, and I came out because I had actually gone and walked the talk, basically. Had left when I took off from Durban, you know, from King Shaka in Durban, and said, I am going to make sure that this trip is what my book is about. Everything flipped on its head. Mm. And, you know, you think you have something until you don't. But then when you really, really put your mind to it and you really go and embrace that fear, I think, you know, we hold so much back and we don't do so many things because we're scared. And when we're not scared and we step out of that, we have all new experiences.
Paula Martini chatting to us this morning. She has just launched her book entitled Travel with Purpose. It is more than just a travel guide or a travel book. There are a number of tips, of very important information within that book. And it comes with a journal, which is lovely. So you journal all your travel experiences and travel in a box. So you have a little box in which you can actually keep all the momentous. Paula, thank you so much for your time, and enjoy the rest of your time in Cape Town.
Thank you. And thank you so much for having me.